For years, Massachusetts was one of a few states that didn't license police officers. That means the state also hasn't tracked accusations of misconduct. A new law is changing that, but as WBUR's Grace Ferguson reports, it's also creating new challenges.
After protests rocked the country following George Floyd's death 2 years ago, Massachusetts set up a new agency to license police, the Peace Officer Standards and Training Commission. The commission just moved into a shared office space in downtown Boston a few months ago. The walls are still mostly empty, and employees are still finding their way. Spokeswoman Cindy Campbell leads us through a series of hallways until she finds the executive director, Enrique Zuniga.
Sorry. I think you took the wrong route.
I always do. I don't know how to get here taking the straight route.
Yes, it's a little bit of a maze.
Even though it's still getting settled in, the commission hopes to complete a key milestone in the coming weeks. A public database with thousands of complaints against police officers across Massachusetts. Zuniga says putting the information online is important for accountability.
I think people will feel likely that their complaints are noticed. They have been noticed in the past. They just have not been public. And that's an important part of building or enhancing trust.
But Zuniga acknowledges the database won't be complete. The commission plans to leave out complaints that are still under investigation. And more than a dozen agencies haven't provided any information at all, he says.
There's people that are following us very closely, and there's others that, well, frankly, they're not.
The commission faces other challenges. For one, many police officers have worked for more than one department over their careers. So the commission often has to piece together records from several agencies for each person. That's especially hard because so many officers share the same first and last name. In fact, there are at least 11 officers named Michael Murphy, 4 in the state police alone. Zuniga says the commission is trying its best to make sure the information is accurate, despite the complications.
We'll take the reconciliation effort or the distinguishing effort seriously, and we'll continue to do that.
Still, some police chiefs warn the database won't be perfect. Dracut Police Chief Peter Bartlett isn't sure it's realistic for the commission to collect the entire history of every single active officer in the state.
They may want that in theory, but I think that even the data or what's available for records may not be complete, going back years and years.
His department only has records going back to 2004. Some departments only provided a few years of data. And police have other concerns. Bridgewater Police Chief Chris Del Monte says he worries the database could tarnish the reputation of officers who've had complaints, even if they were minor or unfounded.
Well, I think it has the potential to unfairly give an officer that scarlet letter.
Del Monte says officers have to make split-second decisions under pressure, and some mistakes are bound to happen. But he says he still supports the commission's efforts to hold police accountable. So does Chief Aaron Kennedy of the Leominster Police Department.
We're an open book. I got nothing to hide. If someone screws up, they're going to have to pay the penalty.
Soon, ordinary people will be able to see the data and make their own judgment. The commission hopes to put the database online later this month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Grace Ferguson.